And welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave. I'm glad you're here with me again. Now, a little behind the scenes for you. When I meet with a guest co-host, we sit down and have a pre-interview chat, usually maybe a week or so before we actually do the recording, and there's a reason why we do that. It's for you. We want to build a great episode for you. And in place of just meeting each other, hitting record, and hoping that something works out, which a lot of podcasters do from time to time, I prefer to actually meet my guests and my co-hosts in advance and talk about the show and get to meet each other, build an episode together. What can we talk about? We go away, we think about it, we come back ready to record. And I've done that for all of my podcasts, all of my different podcasts that I do, including my Living the Next Chapter podcast with over 330 episodes. In just over 2 years, I meet with everybody ahead of time. And again, I do that for you. I'm doing it so that I can give you the best possible interaction that we can create together for your benefit. Now, in doing this, when I talk to people to come on this show, and if you were to reach out to me, and if you have in the past, you'll know what I'm going to say. When I meet with you to come on this show as a guest co-host, part of our discussion is around the origin of why this podcast exists in a world of just full of podcasts about podcasting. Why one more, Dave? Like, why do we really need this show? Like, really? There's a lot of other shows out there, and there's a lot of great shows, and there's a lot of shows I would definitely steer you away from because you're going to get really bad advice or meet some very interesting people. Anyways, side note. But the reason I do this show is very important to me, and I share it with every guest co-host when they come on, and we do our pre-chat. And I actually had somebody say to me, Dave, I think you should tell your audience about what we're talking about in this pre-chat. Do the pre-chat with your audience so that they can hear more about the show. Like, you're up over 200 episodes, and maybe what you talked about in the beginning, in the first few episodes, maybe some of your listeners won't hear because they're further down the road here and they're going to pick up and start listening from here forward. Maybe not necessarily go back to the beginning. I get that. I'm the type of podcast listener that if I love your show, I'm going back to episode one. I don't care if you have 4 years of episodes or 10 episodes. I'm going to go back and listen to your entire thing because I love you as a host and I want to support you by listening to the entirety. Again, key point. Of your episodes all the way through, not just the first minute. We want to do a little bit more than just the basics and just the bare minimum. I listen to your entire episode because I want to support you and I want the listening apps to identify that this is a good podcast that Dave's listening to because Dave listens to the end. Good point. So when I meet with my guest co-host to talk about this show, I talk about a story that I've shared here on the podcast in the past, but I'll do it again today because I want you to understand the motivation to come to the microphone, record 3 episodes a week, and bring on these amazing guest co-hosts. So here's the idea. Here's the story behind this. There's 2 television shows on TV around like a singing competition. Whether you love them or hate them, there's 2 basic ones that stand out to me as pretty common shows. We have the American Idol, which is very American, and I'm Canadian, so American Idol, and The Voice. 2 singing shows with the basic premise of taking somebody from no name to star throughout the episodes as we kind of see them build their confidence in their career on camera, on stage, singing, and being voted on and moving to the next level. Same basic premise for both shows. Big glaring difference to me, though, as a coach, as a teacher, as someone who's out there trying to encourage people to live their dream and go after their dream. I see something in American Idol that I don't see in The Voice, which leads me to The Voice being my choice of my favorite singing competition shows. So when you compare the 2 shows, you have American Idol and you have judges who sit at a table. They bring on a singer, potential hopeful singer, who's going to come out and change the world as a new artist. And they've brought on some amazing people who have really done that. They've actually gone forward and became superstars. Awesome. But in the process, especially in the first few episodes of a new season of American Idol, you get a lot of people coming on the show and onto the stage in front of these judges who are really not ready for the limelight or seem to be pushed through onto the show, and they're basically made an example of. And I've heard comments from the hosts on, or the, not the hosts, the judges on the show, that you should never sing again. You're not ready. That was horrible. You're a terrible singer. Like, just out and out, just terribly ripping somebody apart for their efforts to get on stage and try something and see if they can be a part of the show. And again, they're purposely called judges on American Idol. Okay, so if that's your favorite show, awesome. There you go. Enjoy. Those are judges. Now let's flip the script here and go over to The Voice. Now on The Voice, you have coaches, and they sit in chairs with their backs to the singer, so there's no prejudgment or what they look like or how heavy they are, how skinny they are, what nationality they are. None of that can happen because the coaches on the show can't see them. The only thing they get is to hear their voice. So I love the fact that there's no prejudgment. On American Idol, they prejudge. As the person's walking onto the stage, you hear them, whoa, and you hear all kinds of comments, and they haven't even picked up the mic yet. So again, back to The Voice. The coaches have their backs to you. You begin singing, and if they want you on their team, they turn their chair around. That's kind of the idea. And then you can, if multiple coaches turn, then you can pick which coach is the best for you. But even if none of the coaches turn for you as a singer on the show, at the end of your time on the show, up on stage, all of the chairs turn, and they go down the line, and each of the coaches give the reasons maybe why they didn't turn their chair or how the singer can improve, and they always invite the singers to come back to work on their craft, and they never talk down to anybody on the show. Where on American Idol, they tend to talk down to their contestants often, and it's kind of sickening to hear their high and mighty opinion of who they are and how good they are on the show. So, why am I telling you all this? A friend of the show and a friend of mine started a podcast, put it out there, knowing that he wasn't like a professional. He's never done this before. He's not had gone to school for this. He's not an audiophile and can explain to you the intricacies of different luff settings for your audio levels. Who cares, right? He doesn't know any of that stuff. He has a message for the world. He got on, created a podcast, and then a supposed expert in the space who has a show where he rips apart podcasters and makes fun of their website and their podcast and their music and their microphones and their technique. And he just tears them apart show after show after show. And it's like he's a big game hunter for podcasters. He has a community that supports him and tells him his show is awesome and we need to hear these really specific complaints about podcasts so we can all get better. It's the tone. It's the attitude. And he actually went after a friend of the show, a friend of mine, and ripped his show apart. Again, not asked to do so by him, not invited to come and review his show, just randomly chose his show and ripped it apart. My friend reached out to me and said, you know, I don't think I'm going to continue as a podcaster because I was made example of on this other expert, quote, expert, air quotes here, everyone, expert in podcasting, that I was doing it wrong and that I should stop. It was a very American Idol moment where someone who thinks that they are the expert in all things opinions, ripping somebody to shreds and saying, you do not belong in podcasting. That hurts. So when I hear that, and I listen to shows where I hear men, generally white men, say that women are not good at podcasting because they don't understand technology, you know, that there's just this underlying sense that there's an entitlement. There's someone who owns podcasting at the end of the day, and their opinion is what everyone shapes their podcast after. I purposely bring on guest co-hosts on this show who differ in opinion from what I do, because I want you to A, connect with another amazing podcaster, but B, I want you to hear other opinions. I want you to realize that even as the host of this show, the How to Podcast series, I do not know what I do not know. And my opinions are based on my experience alone. And what you hear on these episodes over and over and over is basically framed through my lens. It's how I see podcasting. Am I right all the time? No. I firmly agree with you, Dave. You're not right all the time. Yeah, exactly. Yet I still come to the microphone and hit record. You don't have to be perfect as a podcaster. You need to be in process. And that's what you're hearing on the show. You're going to hear me talk about stuff earlier on that I've completely abandoned by now because A, the platform's gone. B, they made significant changes, or there's a better option now. I'm growing. The podcast is growing. So if you decide to go back to episode 1 and try to catch up to episode 213, as you're listening to now, well, thank you for being that committed to the show. And there was a few of you out there because I've heard from you. Thank you. That's amazing. You're going to hear a lot of Dave where Dave's opinion may have changed over time. So just keep that in mind. The most recent episodes is where I'm at right now on the path. The path has changed over the last few years. My big thing in all of this is, instead of having judges sitting behind a table telling you if you can continue podcasting or not, I'd much rather have coaches who spin their chair around, bring you on their team, encourage you, build you up, tell you what you're doing right, encourage you in areas where you could get better. And they're there for you. That's the reason why I do this show. And if you come on to be my guest co-host in the future, you and I are going to have a conversation around this, that the point of this show is not to say, if you don't do it my way, you're doing it wrong. That's not why I'm here, and that's not why my guest co-hosts are here. That's not why we show up on the How to Podcast series. We are here to have a conversation to benefit you. If you want a podcast with your phone, you can. If you only want to be on YouTube, you can. If you only want to do it one certain way, you can. If you only want to do audio, you can. If you only want to do video, you can. If you want to do both, you can. Podcasting from the very beginning, and if you go to my website, the very bottom, it says podcasting is meant for everyone. And that's the idea. There should be no one here telling you, you can't do it that way. You're wrong. You're terrible. You should never podcast again. How dare you think that you should have a podcast? I'm standing here saying the opposite. I think you need to be podcasting. I think you need to start with what you have and grow from there. You do not need to buy an expensive microphone. You do not need to go with a paid hosting site if you have no money. You do what you need to do to start your show. Your podcast is your podcast. I can't tell you what you should and should not do. I can make recommendations. You can buy books. You can listen to other podcasts. You can watch YouTube videos on podcasting. But you, at the end of the day, need to make the best choice for who you are and who your show is meant to serve. Podcasting is for everyone. Podcasting is for you. And to those people who are propping up these experts in podcasting, who celebrate the snark, who celebrate podcasters who use inappropriate examples, who talk down to people, who mock other people, who tell people that you should not be in podcasting, if you're propping them up as a listener, as a supporter, if you're propping them up as a sponsor of their show, paying them money to advertise on their podcast, I am humbly asking you to rethink your motivation and who you align yourself with. We hear people saying that you're the sum of the people around you, the five people that are in your life. But as well, you're also the sum of who you promote, who you send people to and say, this is the expert that you should talk to. They are the person for podcasting. They are the person for writing your book. They are the person to help you get your song on the radio. Who are you sending people to? You're endorsing them. You're giving that person and your community the direction to go to that person. What if it's not the right choice? Think about who you're sending people to. Think about whose books you're buying, whose podcast you listen to, who you subscribe to, who you follow on social media, and are they feeding you? If this podcast isn't feeding you, I've missed my mark, and I apologize. And I encourage you to find another show. But if you're being fed here and there's something that's connecting with you as a podcaster, I love that you can send more people here. I want to help more people to start their show. And get them away from the judgment. Get them away from being talked down to. That's the reason I started the show. And when I met with, like I said at the beginning of the episode, when I met with a potential new guest co-host on the show, they said, Dave, I love what you're doing, but you need to tell people the reason why you're doing it. Because this is something unique and I don't hear it very often. It's the American Idol versus The Voice comparison. It really fits in podcasting. It really fits in content creation. And I hope it gives you a framework that if you go back and listen to any of the episodes in the past or any of the episodes that come after episode 213 into the future, you will know that my intention from the very beginning to today and into the future is that this is a judgment-free zone on this podcast. And even if you do it different than I do, even if your opinion is different than my opinion, even if you're from a different group of people than I live in my circle, you are welcome here. Your opinion matters here. And you have a home here that you can connect with others. I want to hear your story. I want to magnify your podcast. And I want to be a support in small things or big things, however I can, for you to get your message out there. If you don't hear the passion in my voice, I'm not sure how else I can describe it. Podcasting is amazing. Podcasting changes people's lives. People have completely changed the total focus of their future by listening to a podcast. People have now grown their podcast into a business. People have used their podcast to get them onto stages, to write a book, to get in front of an audience, to build community, to meet amazing people in this great big world of ours. Podcasting can be that for you. And if anybody has ever told you no, if anybody has told you that you can't, that you're not good enough for podcasting, that you don't have the right equipment for podcasting, that you will not succeed, I am here to tell you the exact opposite. You can do this. I know you can. I will support you. I will be there for you. I will listen to your show. I will give you feedback if you want it. I will tell the world about your podcast. And I would love to hear from you. if you've been told no by anyone in the past, I want you to reach out to me on howtopodcast.ca and leave me a message. There's a little speak pipe there. You can click it, leave a voice recording, which I love to hear. I love to hear your voice. You're a podcaster. Use your voice, right? I would love to hear you. If you want to send me an email, that's great as well. howtopodcast.ca. I would really like to connect with you, especially if somebody's told you no, because you need to hear a lot of yeses. And I'm here to offer yeses. I'm giving away yeses right now at howtopodcast.ca, and you deserve a few yeses, a few supportive pats on the back, and someone in your corner that says, despite what everyone says and all the judges and all the gurus that are propped up by people who tell you that that's the person that you should follow, and their advice is terrible, and they talk down to you, I'm here to simply say, if this show gives you a little bit of light and encouragement to start your show, then this podcast is a success. And Dave, you're like, how do you know if you've made it with your podcast? How do you know if you've succeeded? I wanted this podcast to generate one new podcast where a listener, one single listener, listened to an episode and said, I can do this. Found the support to do this, listened to the show, listened to guest co-hosts come on, talk about their journey, and went, okay, I can do this. And they started their show. And you know what? It's happened over and over and over again. So do I know that my podcast is a success? Yes. A, because you're listening. B, because people who have listened to this show have started their own podcast. And now they're on their own journey. And many of them, honestly, are just passing me by like a car on the highway, just zooming right by me. And they're going to successful places that I haven't been yet. But my focus isn't on chasing a number and trying to get a huge, big audience, because I'd much rather work with a smaller audience like you. And you know that you can talk to me directly without having to go through my people or all that stuff. Podcasting is around supportive community, building each other up. And podcasting is for everyone. Even those that have been judged by the gurus, talked down to. You have a safe place here. And I hope that you feel that. And I hope you feel it in every episode. I hope you feel it with every guest co-host that comes on. Because we're doing all of this for you. You need to be exposed to as many voices in podcasting as possible. And if the people you're listening to aren't serving you, and if they're detracting from your message, it's time to make a change. I'm challenging you. It's time to make a change. And stop propping up those that tear down. Stop it. Start focusing on people who build people up. Whether or not that's this show. Stop propping up people who tear people down. Please. Let's make podcasting for everyone. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back. And, you know, there's you and me, and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series. Far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together. We meet other podcasters. We talk podcasting. And it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself, and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.